I hope I didn't call you too late, this Lyndon Johnson.
Oh, no, it's plenty early out here.
How you getting along?
Oh, just fine. I hope you are. Well, I know you are.
Oh, I'm just catching hell every day.
Well, that's the sign that you're doing the right thing.
I've been through it.
I'm
down here talking to Dick Russell today, and he's bragging on you at lunch. He said you made the best decision any president ever made because you just told him you didn't give a damn. He's going to do what's right.
He's wrong about that.
Said you just told him you didn't give a damn what they thought. She's going to do what you thought was right.
Well, that's all I ever tried to do, and I got all the information I could before I made them. But they seem to have turned out pretty well. I hope they did anyway.
Sure did. How you feeling?
Oh, fine, thank you.
How's Miss Truman?
Oh, she's all right.
Why don't you take her and Lady Bird? Let me send a presidential plane out there to pick you up, and next day or two, you fly over to King Paul's funeral.
Fly over where?
King Paul's funeral at Greece.
Well, now, that'd be a wonderful thing to do, and I'd like very much to do it if you want me to.
I want you to, and they want the best people, the biggest people we can get in this country. They think the president ought to go. Now, I can't go. I can't leave. And
I know you can't.
I figure the two next biggest ones I can get's you and Lady Bird and Miss Truman.
Oh, well, that's mighty nice. I don't think she can go either. She's tied up here.
Well, tell her we'll send a maid with her. We'll send somebody to take care of her. She can sleep all the way over. And that Lady Bird will fix her a good old-fashioned bourbon and water whenever she wants it.
Well, let me consult her about it, and can I call you?
You consult her, and if she can't go, you got to go because I can't go.
Well,
you told me that you would, these Greek people love you, and they're a few crackpots, but they love you, and I've got to have, this Cyprus thing is very serious. They have four times as many Greeks on Cyprus as there are Turks, and they're both our friends, and the Greeks been killing Turks over there, and the Turks wanted to invade them, and we told them that you can't invade them, and we told the Greeks you've got to quit killing them.
Well, that's the way to handle it.
And they both kind of got a little bit peeved at us, but we worked it out. United Nations, and now they got a mediator, and we got it all settled. They're going to mediate it. And I want to show them that we love them, and I wired Cable Queen Frederica, told her she'd had pneumonia, and her poor husband got a blood clot, and now he winds up dying, and I just got to have the best of God, and the best of God, you and Lady Bird. She wants to say hello to you.
I'll be glad.
Mr. President?
Well, how are you?
I'm fine. And it would be so much more of a meaningful trip if you go along, because everybody remembers what you did in the time of real stress when you had to put up or shut up over there.
Well, I'll go. You tell the president I'll go if he wants me to.
That is wonderful. And I will so much enjoy being with you.
Well, thank you very much. And I don't know whether the madam can go or not, but I'll talk to her about it.
Well, I hope that she can, and give her my affection. And I will be along with you at whatever time suits the convenience of you and the State Department and the whole overall planning.
Well, all right. May I call the president tomorrow morning and tell him?
Yes, sir. Just a second.
I'll know probably in the morning when the funeral is, and I'll call you back, and I'll have a plane pick you up, and you'll have an aide, a military aide, take care of you, and you don't need to worry about a thing. You'll be briefed on everything, and you just don't run off. Don't stay over there with my wife. Just bring her back. That's all I ask.
All right.
We'll have three or four members of the delegation, but Lady Bird and you will head it.
All right.
Thank you.
That's mighty nice.
Good night. I can count on you now, can't I?
Yes.
I'll
see you tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
Waiting.